In Northwest News on KPLU, about 400 union machinists at an aerospace supplier in Spokane are preparing to go on strike tonight. A spokeswoman for Triumph Composite Systems says the facility will keep operating by using a combination of salaried employees and contractors. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
Triumph supplies components for airplane interiors to Boeing and other aerospace companies. The workers are represented by District 751 of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. 94% of the workers rejected the company's contract offer, and 93% voted to strike. John Holden is president of the Machinist Union, District 751. He says workers wanted the company to improve retirement benefits for new employees.
We have a pension system that excludes new hires, and it was very important for the group to have pay and benefits that were equal. In fact, their theme was One Equal Team 2016.
Holden says employees are also unhappy with a two-tier wage scale the company put in place a few years ago. Triumph said in a statement that its offer was fair and included wage increases and lump sum payments. The company said it's disappointed by the workers' decision to strike. A Boeing spokeswoman says the company does not expect any impact on its production. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.